Hey, St. Louis, Eddie McVay here from Bomber O'Brien's, inviting you to watch college football Saturdays and NFL Sundays at Bomber's. Flat screens are throughout the bar, as well as Golden Tee, Buck Hunter, Silver Strike, and dart boards. If you're hungry and thirsty, we have burgers, wings, pizza, salads, as well as great drink specials. So, come see us at Bomber O'Brien's. If you find a fat owner at the end of the bar, he will probably buy you a drink. Bomber O'Brien's at the corner of South Kings Highway and Beck, one block north of Chippewa.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
703 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7, HD2 FM, 920, I'm going to say 920. I'm going to still say it forever, Charlie. I can't do anything about it. InsideSTL.com. It is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe with you on the program, the Plowhawk on the board. There's Iggy, there's the Sea Monster. We have a staff of thousands here at the 590 The Fan headquarters, Doug.
Well, I see six. Yeah, there's a seventh coming in the door now. Yeah, we are fully staffed and geared to go, fellas.
We sure are. Yeah. It's going to be a big week.
Well, it's a short week, and that's a nice thing.
But it's also big.
Why?
Well, you got this Pirates series.
Oh.
And nobody's playing better than the Pirates.
No one's
playing worse.
Despite
the fact they've lost seven in a row, that's misleading.
Yeah. Well, that's a good team for the Cardinals to stumble into right about now.
Sure.
Well, now you kind of dismiss that.
No, I'm saying we'll break it down.
Okay.
Like no other.
All right. Well, they sure won yesterday.
Lots of runs.
Yeah. You know, Wainwright hitting. Wainwright pitching, kind of.
Not pitching too well,
Jed
though, really.
Jed Jerko homering.
Let's not do the sports thing yet.
Yeah, I agree.
I bore the hell out of me. You know, I'm in a happy place. It really does. I'm done with it. I mean, if there's good sports stuff to talk about, but this kind of ham and egg, you know, operation, you know, just bores me. But I'm in a happy place driving out here because there's no stoplights. It's a straight highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I podcast We Are Live, and I feel like that's the kind of show I enjoy listening. Have you listened to We Are Live? It's on from 4 to 7 now on the new 590 The Fan. And it's just kind of a jackassery show. So it's kind of like this program with jackassery. And I enjoy that. And so that's what I was doing. I podcast it while I was down in Miami this weekend. And then I hadn't listened to the whole show yet. So as I was driving out here, it was still on my phone. And then I have about an 18-minute drive from here, or from my house to here. And it's a well-done presentation. I would like to recommend it to the audience. And it has, you know, I mean, I really, when people go, oh, you're just saying that because it's on the station and you're, truthfully, when it gets down to it, here's the business model of the station at this moment, the Morning After provides, and that's that. But it would be nice if other shows would start to get an audience and generate revenue, and We Are Live is certainly in that category as a show that could potentially do it, and I enjoy listening to it. And it's good jackassery, Doug. It's good jackassery.
4 to 7, you say?
4 to 7. They're going to be down there doing the show at Bomber O'Brien's today where we have our fantasy football draft.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And producer Joe is commissioner of this one as well.
Mm.
And to his credit, now I've had to do some of the dirty work, but to his credit, we have gotten everybody to pay in advance, but he's kind of acting as the muscle to make sure that payments are made in advance to this league safe thing, which is where you put your fantasy fees in advance so that way everybody pays. But that way you don't have the situations that you've had in the past where people don't pay.
Now, what time is that draft this evening?
I don't know anything about fantasy football because I haven't been following the NFL in any capacity. So yeah. I have no clue. I don't know what my draft pick is. I don't know who I would draft. I don't even know who the number one overall pick is. I don't know if we're PPR. So I don't expect the Southside Seaman to be particularly good. But nonetheless, we'll be at Bomber O'Brien's if people want to come on by. The water is warm for our draft. And we are live. We'll be broadcasting from Bomber O'Brien's.
No fooling.
That's right.
Well, you'll have to be at the mercy of the rankings, the Yahoo rankings of players.
Yeah, I will be.
I suppose if you just auto-drafted, you'd be about as good a shape as if you picked stuff on your own anyway.
I have my own personal rankings.
Well, I'm sure you do.
I rank 1 to 300 based on my own notes. Mostly the notes I... I make throughout the preseason.
Who's number one?
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah. I'm just saying it's not who other people think it is.
Mm. Well, everyone seems to think it's Antonio Brown.
By my
schematics. Does it matter if you're in a PPR?
Well, it would certainly help.
Right. But I mean, if you're in a PPR, is it Brown? And then if you're PPR, is it, or not in a PPR, is it somebody else?
Brown's been number one in everything I've seen all year.
I've saw that as well. It seems like nowadays they're ranking receivers much higher than they did the last couple years.
Yeah. Well, it's a pass-happy league, Chuck.
Sure is, Doug. Boy, it sure is.
And I don't know that there are any running backs that are just guaranteed, you know, money anymore.
What about Gurley?
I don't know that he is on such a horrible team.
Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
All right.
I think
right. My fear about Gurley is if you take him, and you know the Rams can't pass, they're going to key on Gurley and make things very difficult.
What are you talking about? They have Case Keenum.
That's what I mean.
So, well, you don't think he can lead them to victory?
I don't really think he can. No.
It's your opinion.
Okay, I know. Well, so that's 7 o'clock this evening.
Bomber O'Brien.
All right.
And we have a full league. 14 teams.
14.
Oh. All 590 The Fan folk.
People who work here?
That's right. I mean, Charlie, you're in. Of course, the cat's not in. He'll be in Pittsburgh. Big game. Doug, you're in. Plowhawk, you're in, right? Iggy doesn't do fantasy football. Are you not in?
This one out.
Okay. Why?
My dog has surgery, so I didn't have the funds, and I figured somebody else would chime in there and get in, so it's fine. I'll probably go tonight just to watch the festivities.
What's wrong with your dog?
Yeah, your dog's young. Isn't your dog young?
Yeah, he had an infection like on the back of his neck, and it looked like Quasimodo, so I had to get
he
that taken care of.
He had a giant boil?
Yeah, it was like a growth. So they took tests. It's not cancerous or anything, and got the fluid out. And so.
So what'd that cost you?
I'm not gonna reveal.
Several hundred.
Oh, yes.
Thousand. It didn't cost you $1,000, did it?
Pretty close.
For a brand new dog.
Yeah, much, it's right? Well worth it. I mean, I didn't really think about too much into the money when I did it. Obviously, you think after the fact when you look.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's my pup, so. I paid it without any question. But then when I was asked about the league, I realized, I probably should sit there.
Yeah, there's 100 maybe you shouldn't spend.
Yeah.
Well, hope the dog's okay.
I appreciate it. Doing great.
Does he have one of those big lampshades around his head now? So he
No, they had the option with that, but it seemed like he wasn't messing with it too much. And it's an impossible place to really get at with him, so he's good.
And that's Bart?
Yeah, he's the best.
Bart Starr.
So he'll be fine.
Oh, I like the name.
Yep. Packer-oriented, Doug.
Yeah, I got that.
Well, Plowsy, if you want to be my co-GM.
Wow.
But you'll have zero power.
Okay, and if we win, maybe I get 2% of the earnings?
2%.
Just for being there throughout the season? Moral support? Okay. That works.
But how about Plowsy, though, speaking of fantasy sports, Doug? Somehow, your team went from sixth place in the final week to out of the postseason.
Well, it went from sixth to seventh.
And Plowsy,
along with three other teams, but somehow, due to a computer glitch of some sort, I got bumped down to ninth place.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I went to bed at like 5 yesterday, Eastern time. And before I went to bed, I thought, I'll be able to see who I'm playing in the first round of the playoffs. And it was a different team than when I woke up and I saw I was playing the Plowhawk. And my strategy was different for the team that I was going to play versus the Plowhawks team. So I don't know what the hell happened. It wasn't your team, though. It was, Doug, it was Ron Swanson's stash.
Uh-huh.
And then I wake up bright and early at 11:30, got to get from Miami to Fort Lauderdale for a 2 o'clock flight, able to pull it off with time to spare, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw I was playing the Plowhawk. So then the strategy had to be altered. So I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know.
I wasn't
either.
Really following it, though, because I didn't have a whole lot to play for the last few weeks. But Plowhawk's in. Doug's out.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'll be out soon, Doug. Don't
who
worry.
Who knows what the tiebreaker was?
What was the tiebreaker? I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? Producer Joe's commissioner. Now, you're sitting next to Iggy, and Iggy's been the victim of a Producer Joe commissioner.
I couldn't find anything that explained what the tiebreaker was.
I think the tiebreaker is head-to-head. With the team you're tied with.
Well, I was tied with two other teams.
Hmm.
Who are the teams you were tied with?
The two teams that finished with the same record.
Perfect.
So I didn't even know I got in Monday morning until I woke up with a message from none other than Deke Dotem. Texted me and said, hey.
Don't you think Dotem was involved?
Yeah, I think there was probably some hacking going on.
He said,
on.
Hey, you're Absolutely. Welcome for the fantasy baseball playoff entry. And I happened to wake up, look, and I have no idea. I gave up weeks ago, Doug. And,
I pretty much
I'm
did
back
too.
In the hunt,
but
and
Mace Dog
getting
did.
Killed.
Mace Dog did not give up. He was still going
great.
After it on
I'm
the waiver
get,
wire.
If I make any sort of money in this league, it'll go to Mace Dog.
Old Mace Dog got you, Doug.
Yeah. And then I noticed the players that I've had all year all had huge games yesterday. Carlos Gonzalez hit a grand slam, and Corey Seager had three or four hits. And
Chris
Jason
Davis.
Justin Verlander won his game, of course. But that's the way it was all year. Great week, horrible week, great week, horrible week.
Well, you know what? It was our first day of playoffs yesterday. I was just thinking because I did trade Cole Hamels earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And this guy had the best ERA in the American League for the entire, you know, season up to now. And if you started him yesterday, 1 2/3 innings, 7 earned runs, and he just blew you up.
Right.
Just destroyed you in the first day. A lot of guys got blown up. Felix, King Felix.
Hit him.
In that same game.
Well, you lose a lot of interest as soon as you're not in your play, as soon as malware gets you.
Sure.
I had issues with the computer all year. It wasn't my selection of players, of course. Most of it was just unfortunate computer gaffes.
But you are the defending champ of the football league.
Well, that's right.
You kind of walk in tonight peacocking around a little bit?
Probably won't.
Telling people, hey, I'm going to defend this draft?
No, I haven't kept up with it like I should either because of the Rams issues. When the Rams left, I lost my desire to really stay focused on the NFL. I got to find it. I got to get it back. Got a long season ahead, Chuck.
All right.
All right, then.
So what else we got?
Huge show. Rick Hummel, Gabe DeArmond, and Larry. They're going to bring the heat. Tease Farms, Captain's Log. Tease Farms, Tease Farms, Tease Farms. The official shrub of the Ryan Kelly. Morning after. You're welcome to get involved by calling in. And you're welcome to get involved by texting in ISIN.
Text. Oh, okay.
The appliance discounter phone lines is how you can get involved. 855-282-TALK, 855-282-TALK, or you can text in 855-282-TALK.
Was that microphone?
I don't think I touched it. I think it was yours.
No, it was you touched that one.
I literally just touched it
I know.
With
touch
one
it again.
Fingernail.
Touch
Hold
again.
On a second.
That's it.
It's kind of creepy.
It's like a door hinge.
I won't touch it anymore.
Well, we'll get out the oil. Lube that up a little bit.
Tim, that's quite a coincidence. Doug and I went to bed at 5 as well. We were done hammering each other by 5:15, though. Thanks. I shaved my balls. Yeah, right for this.
All right. Here's a suspension log. You're right in front of me. I shaved has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name has gone into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule. You guys don't mind if I do the paperwork, do you?
You got to do what you got to do.
Well, it's for this. Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Bomber O'Brien's is where we will be for the fantasy draft. Bomber O'Brien's on the south side. Come on by. The water is warm. We will be there this evening bringing the heat, doing the program. We are live. We'll be doing the program. And we will be doing our fantasy draft. So, Charlie, come on by. If our listeners would like to come on by for a little happy hour, fun and games, please feel free. So that's what we have coming up for you. Rick Hummel, Gabe DeArmond as Doug. Missouri looks pretty good.
Well, I didn't think they looked that good, really. I was a little disappointed, in fact. I guess this is another reason why you schedule a cupcake for that first game. Would have been nice with a new coach and everything to have a Eastern Michigan to open with instead of the first home game. They didn't seem to have a whole lot. Didn't have just a lot. Drew Locke doesn't have... just a whole lot of what I would call accuracy.
A lot of drops, though.
And when he does throw them well, they get dropped.
Threw it 50-plus times.
Yeah.
They were moving.
Career high.
They were using some tempo.
Well, I don't know. The tempo is what I would say. I will say this. Had they made a couple of those field goals and gotten a pass interference call that they deserve right at the end of the game, I mean, they're right there. I mean, that's not too much of a stretch. They missed a chip shot field goal, and he missed a 40-yarder.
But I mean, you score your first touchdown with 2 minutes to play.
Well, whatever you get.
Watching
it,
that game, I never really thought they were in the game.
No, they weren't. They didn't feel like they were in it late. I'm saying had things gone a little differently early when they should have. They take over first and goal at the six, and they get nothing out of that. Even missed a chip shot field goal.
They had a fumble, close to the 30?
Yeah.
But yes, if 15 or 20 plays go differently, they probably win that game.
It's not 15 or 20. It's like 3. There was clearly pass interference there at the end, didn't you think? In the end zone, the guy got bumped before the pass got to him. That's another touchdown.
Right, and that's at the end of the game. I'm saying from watching the entire game, it just didn't seem like Missouri was really in it.
No, it didn't. But I'm trying to be positive here, Chuck.
You should be.
I'm trying not to think the season's a complete waste already.
And it's not.
I thought it was very odd when they're driving down the field in the second quarter and Locke completes two or three passes in a row and then they take him out. That much I didn't get.
You know, Pinkel had that where he would bring the backup quarterback for the first series of the second quarter, was it? Where it was always kind of scripted that was going to happen. But it seems like you would kind of want to watch the game and see how the momentum of the game and that player is doing and not just do that just because you said you were going to.
Well, yeah, if you start the series, that's one thing, but he took him out in the middle of it. I mean, who does that? He was critical of himself later for doing that. That didn't seem like something that you would need to be coaching for 20 years to avoid.
Either way, you have Eastern Michigan, who put a bunch of points on the board. And in that fourth game, you have Delaware State. Georgia's going to be tough, but even if things go really badly against Georgia, you should be 2-2. And we'll see what happens against some of the lesser teams in the division.
If we can line up.
Which is damn near everybody except
that's my
for
point.
Georgia.
It's not like any of these teams are going to run away with it. I mean, how good Georgia, I feel like every year, I know they have a new coach, but every year we talk about Georgia, and it seems like they're always overrated. They're not rated as high this year coming in, but I don't think anybody in that division is just going to be some great team.
But Eastern Michigan might be the worst team in Division I. They're right there with them. They're right there among the worst in the entire country. So if you can't win this one, if you can't put up some numbers in this game, then you've really got some issues.
Do you like the uniforms?
I hated the uniforms, Tim.
You don't like the white?
To me, it looked like they were playing Northwestern. This
the
West Virginia
Steve
and Northwestern.
1995, yep. Rose Bowl squad. Yep.
And they're just so excited about them and just so happy. I just don't get it. I don't.
I think they look sharp, though.
Is it just me?
Now, granted, it's not their colors, but they did look nice. That's got to count for something.
Well, aren't you supposed to wear your colors? Isn't that part of the deal?
I liked what Alabama rolled out against USC. They had this different look. They had this this crimson helmet with a number on the side and then a white jersey.
Well, now, see, they've been wearing that since, forever.
Yeah, but it's hurt recruiting.
No, yeah. The kids all want the uniform, so that's what we're going to do. If you're recruiting kids based on uniforms, maybe you got the wrong kids.
I don't think Nick Saban and the Urban Meyers of the world need the uniforms. I think some schools need them more than others.
Well, how is it helping Mizzou? How's that going for them?
Mizzou was pretty good under Gary Pinkel. I'm not saying it had to do with
Before they started changing the uniforms all the time. He just went uniform crazy the last couple of years when it all fell apart.
Well, 2013 is one of their best seasons in football history for the University of Missouri.
I would like to hear just one.
Due to the anthracite.
I would like to hear just one premier player say, you know what, I didn't know where to go, but doggone it, they just changed uniforms so much at Missouri, I decided to go there. Just one. Produce one person like that.
Doug, my grandma said Mizzou looked like snow leopards, not tigers. I think it's Eric in the Central
West
End.
That's about right. That's about right. People go to a school, but I ask Darren Sunken at East St. Louis. They're starting to send all their top players at East St. Louis. They got a real pipeline going to Mizzou. I said, what is it about Mizzou? Why do they go there instead of Illinois? He said, it's closer. Parents can go. It's 2 hours. Gets more coverage around here. That's why they're going there.
It can't be that much closer.
It's a full hour closer. It's a full hour closer to Columbia than it is to Champaign.
Doug, the great thing about the Missouri uniforms is that they all come off when they get in the shower. Think about it. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Were they able to fit you in some coonskin boy panties? See, that's what that West Virginia would have been wearing.
The Mountaineers.
They were coonskin up there.
Guys, clear eyes, anthracite pants, can't lose.
God bless it. I watched the other college football games. I'll be darned. I could recognize who was playing.
But Notre Dame in Texas, I got that just like that right away.
Notre Dame has some. They bring the greens in every once in a while. All I'm saying is you're talking about the uniforms. You're talking about the uniforms because the team didn't play well.
No, I'd still be upset. We have been talking
about this for a few years, actually, to the point that Gabe doesn't know what the hell to do when Doug starts in on it. It'll happen at 9 o'clock today when the Colonel joins us. He's presented by Bud Light, which is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Do you boys have some cold frost? Charlie went on a float trip this weekend, didn't you?
I did, just a one-day
float.
I'm sure you had a great time, did you?
It was a lot of fun. My first one ever.
See any serpents?
No. Did not.
Nothing in the water to bite or anything?
No.
Snapping turtles? Or
Saw some turtles. It was a lot of fun.
Did you?
We went just...
Who'd you go with?
The group... I think it was a group of about maybe 10, 12. They got there Saturday. I think they left after the Mizzou game.
Oh, so got they had to camp
and
one
camped
night?
Out.
Oh.
They camped two nights. No. Camping's fun.
That brings a lot of sounds.
Like in a tent right there on the ground, and then spiders and everything, and sleeping on rocks. And
everybody had a tent except for us. We actually just threw the air mattress in the back of our Jeep. It was pretty comfortable.
Backseat of my Jeep. Let's swing an episode.
I'd rather sleep in a Jeep than on the ground.
But it was a lot of fun.
Did you make s'mores and everything?
We did not.
Find sticks and jam a hot dog through there. And
we smoked that chronic.
No chronic. And good food. Some tenderloin. Some good veggies and potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Outdoorsman.
No, mm-hmm. I didn't bring anything to the table. I brought a bag of chips and some beer. I was ill-equipped.
Yeah, and the others brought all the food.
I felt really bad for Coleman stove.
What'd you do on your 3-day weekend?
Well, yesterday I really decided I would just throw caution to the wind, and I bought a refrigerator at an appliance discounter.
Look at you supporting the sponsor. Where's my hot take belt, Charlie?
It's up there. Yeah.
Here's one. I'll bring it for you.
My refrigerator, the ice maker. Whoa.
Wait a second. I was holding the
malfunctioning hot take. Thank you.
Plowsy, can I have that, or is that for you?
Plowboy.
Is that the hot take rock?
That's about as much excitement as you can have, you know, some days. Because I went to two or three stores and said, wait a minute, I'm going to appliance discounters. That's where the best deal will be. And sure enough, it was.
What'd you get?
Refrigerator.
I know. What brand?
Yeah, tell us.
A Samsung.
Hmm. How big?
I think it's...
how many cubic inches?
I think it comes in cubic feet. I think it's about 25, I like 26, something like that.
I like to base it on inches instead of feet.
Well, it isn't. That's not how they measure
it. There are inches in a foot, so you can do it anytime you want.
Well,
just
do some math on the fly.
But they come in cubic feet.
I break it down to inch.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah. Do you have an ice maker?
Yes. This one will have an ice maker. The one I have currently, the ice maker's broken.
Who broke it, John 1?
I don't know who broke it.
Somebody punched it.
Broke about 5 times. And I was able to fix it 4 times, but it no ice anymore. The ice
is dead. You fixed it by yourself?
Yeah.
How'd you fix it? I don't believe that.
Well, I unscrewed it, and then I... broke some ice that had been clogged up in it, and then I screwed it back in. Not really
it was
brain
like a,
surgery or anything.
It was like a paper jam.
You can go on YouTube, and it'll tell you how to fix things like that. They give step-by-step video instructions on how to fix little things like that. It'll save you $100, $150 if you try.
Well, good for you, bud.
But I couldn't fix it this time.
Clip that off.
And the door wouldn't shut completely either. The magnet on the inside has broken or something. So
well, outside of buying your refrigerator, what did you do on Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I had a date. I had a date with Lady Journalism. I'm sure you watched Sports Sunday.
I was out of town.
That's what I did.
No. If I could have picked it up,
they don't get that in Miami.
They don't.
Who'd you have on?
We had Jim Thomas talk a little NFL football.
What'd he say?
Well, he said a lot of good things. You'll have to go back and watch. I'm not just going to repeat it for you for free now.
Yep.
I was actually going to talk with Jim Thomas today. For the old Two Fox.
Okay, well, you're a couple days late with that.
I was thinking, we're going to miss him on the radio airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
We'll need to have him on just to kind of talk general NFL.
He says he misses watching practice more than anything else. He loved to go out there and watch practice and break it down.
I didn't really like watching practice.
I didn't either.
I liked when you could go out there.
I like going to the games that were out of town, have an all-day Saturday to just kind of see a city and go eat somewhere nice. And
that was the best.
Stay in the nice hotel and then go to the game the next day.
That was as good as it got.
Yep.
That was the truth. Hey, Tim, went to the lake this weekend with my family and kids. It was awful. Stay kidless. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Why was it awful?
You'll have to ask Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Okay.
Sean, why was it? Or it's his eye, actually.
What would have been awful about it?
You'll have to ask Sean Mahoney's okay. Deadeye.
Can't imagine. Kids can ruin a trip. Just to drive is difficult at times if you've got unruly kids.
I had a 40-minute drive from Miami to the Fort Lauderdale Airport in Uber.
Did you? What was going on in Miami? Anything fun?
Nothing special, nothing. I guess. Just beware the Zika.
Laramie Tunsil named a starter at guard for the Dolphins.
So that was going on.
So did you go on the beach and go topless or anything?
Went over to Miami Beach, which is where the Zika allegedly is, for dinner on both Sattersbin and Sunsbin, but didn't stay over there to booze. We stay in downtown Miami, which is a quick little 10-minute Uber ride away. Only like $10, too.
Whereabouts in downtown?
Brickell.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, is that high rent?
Yeah.
Is it really?
And for downtown Miami, that's about the only thing that's kind of high rent.
Nobu, 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 Nobu.
Okay, don't do that.
Tim, can Darren go to the game with me on Sunday, or will he have previous engagements with Lou Fest? That's from the 636. Plowboy, you're being asked out on the text inbox.
Yeah, I had a Facebook message from Car Adam, but I wasn't able to respond because I'm here. Asking me if I would like to
we
go
have
to
a Facebook embargo.
He asked me to go to the game with him and his gal on Sunday. And
oh, MMF. You're more popular.
I was more than happy to join, and I do believe, let me double check the Billy G schedule, but yes, Adam, I do believe I'm able to go. So I will
I'm looking forward to LouFest, and the weather looks perfect this weekend, by the way. Charlie, you and Jess for to go?
We're actually, and I texted Seamonster, I apologize, I can't make it on the show tomorrow. Because we're going to Vancouver and Seattle for about 5 days.
What?
Just to hang out. She has a couple of very good friends who live in Seattle, so we decided we'll go to Vancouver. We've never been. So we're going to start a couple days in Vancouver and then a couple days in Seattle. Leave tomorrow, be back Monday.
Look at you on short notice vacation. How's that plan at the 2-5?
Well, you know what? No, it wasn't short notice. I don't ever look at the plans. Like, she sends me the plans, and I just never look at them. I thought we were leaving on Thursday. And then I look, and sure enough, we're flying very early on Wednesday. And, of course, when you're flying out of St. Louis, it's important if you're going west to go to Nashville first.
Well, it's kind of on the way.
Especially since Nashville's so much of a bigger city than St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, it would seem to make more sense maybe to stop over in, even Chicago would make more sense than Nashville. Maybe Denver?
I don't know, man. Southwest.
Well, unless you're going to Atlanta, Chicago, or Dallas, it's kind of hard to find a one-way flight. Maybe Las Vegas now with Southwest.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So that'll take you all day to get to Seattle then. Just the flight itself is about 3.5-4 hours, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you leave, I mean, we're going to leave really early.
Yeah, but you got to go to Nashville.
That's like a 40-minute flight.
But then you'll sit there for a while.
No, we'll be in Seattle, I would say, at noon, right?
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to leave at 6, 7 in the morning?
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Then what are you going to do there? Watch it rain?
Hang out.
Just hang out.
Check out the Seahawks. Mariners.
You're going to check them out?
I don't know, Doug.
I don't know.
I'm going to go to Vancouver and enjoy a city I've never been to.
Vancouver's an awesome city. You'll like that.
And then Seattle, they have those pot dispensaries. So I might go and just look at them, but not buy anything.
Well, I would hope not. And you have to go to the fish market and watch them throw the salmon around.
I've seen that. That's cool. The Pike's Place Fish Market.
Yeah, I've been there.
I got to make that trip about 3 times for the Rams. That was one of my favorite trips. Two-day trip, staying right downtown. You could walk down there and check it out. Check out
Seattle
all the hippies.
Seattle is a very cool place. It's just so far away from everything else in the United States.
That's my only issue
with that place.
Because it's different.
Well, I don't know that that's why it's neat.
But it's like a different part of the country. Different weather,
yeah.
Got some mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go on a hike.
Well, I'm not
pack hiking. Some granola.
I'm not going to pack granola either.
I'm going to wear a bandana.
I will never do that.
You're going to listen to Nirvana.
You're going to become a hippie just because you're vacationing in Seattle.
Deep down, I am a hippie.
Why?
Because.
Did you ever have really long hair?
My hair was pretty long before I cut it, about a month ago.
Well, that wasn't hippie hair, though.
When I was in seventh grade, I did have longer hair, and I wore Airwalks. Remember those shoes, Tim?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
They were kind of skater shoes.
Yeah.
But I never actually skateboarded.
Did you ever wear a tie-dyed shirt?
I think, you know, you'd make those in school sometimes.
So you did, didn't you?
I don't think I, like, celebrated it, but I think, yes, I probably have worn a tie-dye shirt once in my life.
You would like to be a hippie, wouldn't you?
Seems like it'd be pretty fun.
Well, I don't know. Seems like maybe
just listen to music, smoke some tree.
Well, how about get busy?
Listen to some music.
Oh, man, you go smoke that crack.
Get busy and do something.
Well, you can just help out the earth.
How does that help the earth?
You can be eco-friendly.
How?
You can reduce your carbon footprint.
By what, smoking?
Recycle cans.
Tim, what the hell are these two talking about? Thanks, that's from a tool belt for daddy.
Well, I'm excited, though.
Well, I'm sure you should be.
Yeah, that's a great that's a great stop, man. Both those cities. That Vancouver is really nice.
Yeah, I've never been, so I'm looking forward to it.
It sounds like a decent trip. I don't think it's going to be as much fun as buying a refrigerator. But you do whatever.
When it gets installed.
It's on you. Oh, man, yeah. When they run the water line and connect it to the refrigerator, you know, that's really special.
They always say you got to dump out the first gallon or so of water coming through there.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah,
sure.
Just because it's been stuck in the pipes there, you got to kind of filter and clean it out.
Yeah.
Tim, thanks for letting Darren go. That's from the season. Is that caller Adam? I guess he's not saved in our new text system.
I think it is. He's the only one that really called me Darren anyway.
Yeah, so I don't like that.
I don't know who you're talking about. It is my name,
so it's kind of nice to hear.
No, I don't like hearing it.
Charlie officially would like to request it is not used.
I have this buddy from college. His name is Craig Hawkins. And big dude, everybody called him Hawk for his whole life. Like, I never saw him or heard anyone call him Craig ever. And then we're at his wedding. This is 5-7 years ago. And they're like, do you Craig? And I was like, Craig? This has been a good friend of mine. I just, you never heard his first name ever used because everybody called him Hawk. So same with Plowsy. I don't like Darren.
Tim, care to nibble on me thighs so I can get some of your Zika? Thanks. It's from Bill Otto.
He's a bug chaser.
Did any skeeters land on you?
I was having booze on Sunday night. Now, this was more in the Doug Brickle area of downtown Miami.
Fancy schmancy.
I didn't think it was, really.
Those are very expensive.
And I do think I got a mosquito bite while standing at the bar.
No.
And I was talking with this guy, and he goes, oh, man, be careful. And I go, it's too late now.
Can you take something?
I don't know. And then a gentleman who listens to the show, and he was very serious, sent me an email because we were joking around about the Zika on Friday.
Yeah.
And he goes, Tim, it's nothing to joke about.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. But it only is an issue if you're planning on breeding in the next 6 months. It leaves your love after 6 months.
It leaves your love after 6 months' time.
Clip that off.
I don't like mosquitoes.
No, I don't either.
So for 6 months or so, Doug.
Plowhawk, you have to love your jock.
It taints your love.
Apparently.
That's correct.
Were other people down there, did they seem nervous about it? Were they swatting at bugs and everything? They have a bunch of people.
No, there's not a whole lot of breeding going on in Miami versus St. Louis. So that's the only issue. If you want to have kids, then it's an issue. If you don't, then it's just you're getting a mosquito bite. So that doesn't affect you.
I'm sure that's a big town. I'm sure there's a lot of
people. Well, I know, but I mean,
it
wasn't like we went over to Miami Beach. Nobody was there, you know. Or, I mean, there's a billion people out when we were having booze on Sunday.
So they're all.
But again, I thought it was Miami Beach.
Well, that's what it was. That's where they located it.
Right.
They had narrowed it down just to a few streets, even. Yeah. Like a public park.
It's very odd to me.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, mosquitoes will respect the boundary that we have put on the streets. Yeah, that'll happen.
But Doug, if that's where the nest is,
well, but
you have to destroy the
nest everywhere. Everywhere there's standing water, they can breed.
Maybe they should build a wall around
the
area.
That's the only side effect that we know of right now.
There you go.
Where did Zika start?
Brazil, wasn't it?
It seems like everything starts
in
South America.
Yeah.
Plowsy like that.
He did.
I mean, Darren.
I think it's probably, isn't it easier for viruses like that to grow in a warm climate as opposed
to? In the heat?
To, yeah.
In the wet?
Like a dog in heat.
Moist.
I freak with that warning. My appetite for love, cause me so horny. Two Live Crew also came out of Miami, just like the Zika. Does that mean that in 6 months you can tug the Zika right out of your love? Thanks, Lefty Jaxmere. Yo, Sister Becky, when's the next happy hour? Sometimes people use our text inbox to communicate with others.
Is there a morning after fan page happy hour?
I guess so. And that's something that irritates those who aren't invited to the happy hour, that it seems like it's this little group of high school nerds who want to let people know that there's a party, but that they're not invited. And that causes an issue on the fan page.
Did we get invited?
That would be hurtful.
Did we get invited? I didn't hear about it.
I am not aware of it, Charlie. So we did not make the cut. Otherwise, we would be there. It's not the only symptom. There's talk that Zika is linked with an increased risk for Guillain-Barre.
Oh, sure.
So that's something that comes from oil can boy pant. Mm.
Now, Oil Can Harry, he was a villain in an old cartoon.
Oil Can Boy had a start for the Red Sox in the 86 World Series.
Dennis.
Oil Dennis. Can
boy. Yeah.
Great nickname.
Where'd that come from? Remember? I don't know.
Guys, I can't believe that anything got started in South America. They're too lazy and too close to the equator. Thanks. That's from the NoCo Turkey Act.
Well, that happens. That happens. That's why they still have some people living in the Stone Age there in the Amazon, because of the weather. Try that in the Arctic Circle someday. See how that works out for you.
Tim, the six-month thing is not true. That's from the 314.
Okay, then. Well,
a lot of people
that.
Concerned about Zika here in St. Louis. I don't know what to say. If I have Zika, I have Zika.
You don't seem concerned about it at all.
I mean, I might.
Can you pass Zika through, like, talking close to a microphone and somebody else comes up to it?
No, but I can my gonorrhea.
Doug.
Well, I'm at the far end of the table here. I'm okay.
Tim, Darren, and Chuck are invited to the happy hour. Thank you. That comes from the Barnhart Brawler.
Oh, no.
Wait, who's not invited?
I won't get to party with the Barnhart Brawler. Wow, that's like the worst news ever.
Why don't you be the bigger man? Seriously.
And do what?
And extend the olive branch.
For what reason?
Extend an outstretched hand and say, let's live together despite our differences politically and share fellowship.
We're doing that now. We don't have to share fellowship.
You saw this gentleman at a bar, at one of the sponsors.
Right. That's right, Billy G's.
And you didn't even go over there.
Yes, I did.
What'd you say?
I went right over and shook his hand, and I said, stay out of the men's room. Or the ladies' room, is what I said.
Did you buy him a drink?
No.
What about a scotch?
No.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you made an effort. But then the other day when they were tailgating, you totally ignored the people.
Yeah, man, they were making Hungry Jacks.
That pay your salary.
I didn't really realize they were tailgating. Two guys standing in a car when I walked in. Does that look like every time you see two guys in a car, you say, oh, I must go get in on this tailgate.
That's what a tailgate will look like at a Fro Field in late November.
All right.
If I had the Zika, at least half my socks would have it too. Thanks. That's from Bill Otto.
That's pretty funny.
Screw that, Chuck. Brawler sucks. I'm on Team Doug. That's from the 314. I don't know who that's from because, again, we switched stations and the names that were in there are no longer in there, but they eventually will be in there.
If you're still using socks, though, wasn't that like a middle school, high school? Like, not even late high school. More like early high school. Doug?
I don't have the answer for you on that one, Chuck.
Since in sixth grade, that was my whole life was masturbating.
Look at the plow. He's back there, and he's on the ones. He's like Calvin Harris back there. He's his DJing program. Let's see. Good morning, boys. Hearing Doug on 590 gets me testes all excited. The hairs are standing erect. Keep up the good work. That comes sad panda.
Didn't need to hear it.
Horny. Horny. Horny.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you know what? I don't care, Chuck.
You've said a lot of things, though, over the years.
Most are taken out of context.
No, and Darren over here has them all at his disposal.
Well,
so ready
from time to time, I might be repeating what someone said or trying to understand what they're coming from. I'm not the vile one here, Chuck. Oh, gosh.
A five-inch hair?
That's what he had on his
nipples. Plowsy, anything else?
He had that on his nipples.
Doug, this Bill Otto is a snootful. Thanks. That's from the Ball and Bottom Feeder.
Mm-hmm. Old Bill Otto.
This Otto, he's new, isn't he?
Hey, Jess, it does seem like he's new and aggressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Chuck, go up to Whistler for a day while you're in British Columbia. Take some of Tim's man juice and make things a whole lot more interesting up there. Hashtag Zika.
The Whistler, what?
Now, isn't that a skiing area, Whistler?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anybody? Don't Nurse? Know. Nancy? Casey?
I'm not Lane? A big skier. Not well, that anyway. You could do it right now anyway.
Take some of my love up there and keep things interesting. Spread the Zika.
Mm. Is he licking the child?
Mm. I would have to put that in a checked bag then, right?
That's correct. I think there are a lot of guys transporting semen to Seattle.
Oh.
Doug, is it 3 ounces or less?
I don't know.
You can carry on?
I don't know.
I'm confused here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy.
What's confusing?
How about Iggy bringing in some very tasty deviled eggs this morning?
Deviled eggs.
Well, I cooked over the weekend, and Doug was talking about how he liked salt and smoke. Mm-hmm. Obviously, mine aren't half as good, but I brought some in for you. And you'd even eat one.
Oh, well, I just kind of wasn't hungry this morning. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'll maybe have one later. Mm. I can't eat it now.
Why? You ate one when Tom brought them in.
But, I mean, we're on the air right now.
Well, we weren't on the air when you walked by the table.
Well, okay, but I wasn't really hungry when I walked by the table.
Whatever. If you want one, take one.
You've had your feelings hurt here, haven't you?
No, not really.
Your feelings are hurt over deviled eggs.
I wanted you to eat one.
Well, I'll eat one
Chuck
later.
Chuck ate one.
All right.
Really good.
What I'm confused about, though, is why would you use a sock? Why would you waste a piece of clothing when you can just use a rag or something?
Darren?
Wouldn't that make more sense? I've never used a sock.
I think it's one of those
because you can't wear it again. You're not going to wash it after that.
Oh,
so you're just wasting a good pair of socks.
I think you put it in the laundry.
Why? That's not coming out of there.
Doug?
Nurse?
Oh, you brought it up. You're the expert on this.
So, Doug, you have three sons. Do you do the laundry?
I'm not talking about this with you, Charlie. I'm sorry.
No, I'm asking a simple question.
And I'm telling you, I'm not talking about this.
Do you do the laundry?
This is actually an area I wouldn't go.
Do you ever do laundry?
Not the sock discussion, but bringing family into it.
Rarely.
I respect the family. It's like the rules the mafia play.
I was just asking a general question about laundry habits.
Well, I do my own laundry. I'm not going to wash a sock after that. You throw it away.
But this
if you pay like $7 for a pair of socks, a roll of Bounty costs like, $2? Why would you waste a perfectly good sock?
All I'm saying is interesting.
What if you're doing it multiple times a day? You don't want to, you know, have a sock down each time. Then you are buying them. Three or four packs a week.
It's interesting, though, that Doug was totally fine with talking about his refrigerator, but not his washer or dryer.
That is interesting.
That's kind of odd, Doug.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be at Walmart three times a week if I was using socks.
Okay.
I just don't get it. I don't know who uses socks.
Comes right out in the wash, guys. Thanks. That's from Inhoke, no joke. That's probably one of my brothers, Inhoke.
But doesn't it come out on everything else that's in the wash, too?
Nurse?
Doug?
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen it aheedo in the hot tub. It doesn't disappear. It just kind of...
But if there's dirt on...
I've seen it aheedo in the hot tub.
No.
It doesn't disappear.
You're talking about just a rogue sock.
Yeah, sock.
A rogue sock
just floating.
But
it
if, there's like, if there's dirt on clothes and you do laundry, the dirt doesn't wind up on the other clothes.
Well, dirt disintegrates. I'm not sure the stuff in the sock does.
Guys, Bill Otto is having a monster show. Think about that. That's from Brother Hebert. Now, he's the vice president of marketing for We Are Live. All
right. Brother Hebert was also at the tailgate.
He was. He
that
tailgated.
Doug ignored.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim, best part of the new studio is hearing the plow pirate giggling in the background. Magical. Suck my ass, Doug. That's the Como Cuddler.
I also like that Plowsy...
Excuse me. Como Cuddler
Go ahead.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name, even as we speak, is being entered in the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule, and as I understand it, today we may even announce who's going to spring training with us.
Oh, really?
Someday soon, that's what they said. Tuesday, they're going to decide.
Coming up. I know that. Guys, Whistler is only the most affluent skiing resort in North America.
Which is why we didn't
go
there. Never been.
Yeah, you want to tell us what things are like at Seminole Golf Club as well?
I thought Aspen was like the tops.
I don't know. This guy knows.
Or Vail?
He's texting from Huntley.
I'm not a big skier.
If you ever went and got a lesson or something, I think you'd love it.
So you've done it, Doug?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the kind of thing where it's kind of frightening if you've never done it because you know you think of Sonny Bono crashing into a tree and dying. At least that's what a lot of people do. And when you're first on it and you can't stop, it isn't any fun at all. But then once you learn how to stop and you realize, okay, I can save myself now from any situation, then it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's not that hard.
You can pick
it up in a couple of hours, and then you'll say, wow, how come I haven't done this for my whole life?
Back in my senior year of high school, I skied a couple times, enjoyed it, was able to do it fairly well, and then I went snowboarding once, fell down like a million times. You fall down on your butt so much, your butt is starting to hurt. Mm. Then the first time I fall forward, break my collarbone. Have not been on a mountain since.
Damn, Gina.
Mm-hmm. I think skis are probably easier than a board.
They were for me.
Yeah, I think they would be. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Why don't we go skiing real quick?
Well, Hidden Valley's not open yet.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm. That's a decent place to learn here in town.
You're a decent place to learn.
Okay.
Guys, I just put my junk on the window at 1300 Hampton, and nobody responded. It's from the 636.
Well, I think the police responding soon.
Yeah, I hope the police respond.
They do have security cameras there for people like that. They had the security camera saw me fall down the stairs there, and I noticed that the video was erased like immediately after. So that lawsuit that I was going to file, that's out the window now.
Did you really fall down the stairs?
Yes, fell right down the steps.
You are getting old.
Well, I was looking at my phone. And I missed like the I missed like the last two steps.
So because you were looking at your phone,
over tea kettle, Chuck.
You were gonna sue your workplace you were looking at your phone.
Yeah.
It's actually your fault.
Yeah. Well, but that's the way we are in the country nowadays. Things can absolutely be your fault, but if you get hurt, you can blame somebody else.
Guys, my Nike socks are love free. I use my girlfriend's socks. Thanks. That's Ray King. No boo.
Ray King, a great American, Doug.
Down at the Wheelhouse. Well, you can watch your college football. And then this week, the NFL at the Wheelhouse, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I like that Wheelhouse. It's one of the last great pony shows in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Really?
One of the last great pony shows. It really is.
Now, there must be some pony shows on the Illinois side that we don't know about.
Yeah, I wonder where they are. I mean, I wouldn't go at this point. They'll be 40 like in 3 weeks. I think it is 3 weeks, actually. It is 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Getting a little 30s. Old for the pony shows?
I think so. I mean, I'm fine with still having booze, but like the ponies, at least in St. Louis, are usually going to be in their early to mid-20s most of the time. Most of the time. And they don't need a 40-year-old guy sitting there.
No.
But isn't your lack of interest in the pony show based more on you being married than being older?
Yeah, but we like to have booze. The both of us. The lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can have booze anywhere. You can sit at home.
Yeah, we were up late two of the three nights. I guess all three of the nights we were down there.
Boozing.
Yeah, and we were leaving to go out like at 10 o'clock on Sunday. Went to that Yard Bat over in Miami Beach. Ooh, it's good. Ooh, it's good. Yardbird. There's one at the Palazzo in Las Vegas, and there's one in Miami Beach. And as we were going out, I noticed that the Phillies, including Jared Eichhoff, were getting ready to go out.
How did you recognize him?
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good pitcher.
Well, I know
and
he
he's
is,
on the South
but,
Side
but his face, have you ever seen his face to know recognize
he's one of, I think, three members of the Philadelphia Phillies I could recognize by face. But the baseball team stayed at the same hotel, and they had just arrived for their series against the Marlins.
Big series for them.
Huge series for all of baseball, sir. Mm-hmm. Huge. A lot of implications. And I was thinking to myself, it's fantasy playoff week. He's starting for me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And part of me wanted to go up to him and say, listen.
Get your rest,
son. Mm-hmm. Go back up to the room. The Southside Seamen are counting on you.
But he didn't do that, did he?
No, but he still went out and pitched well.
Yeah.
It's amazing how those ballplayers somehow do that.
Well, it helps.
After years of
it helps
being millionaires.
When you're 25 years old, exactly. And you're kind of a physical freak anyway, that all plays a part.
Yes, it does, Doug.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Mm,
I saw Tim made what I thought was a bold move, but then I looked at the numbers, dropping Brandon Moss, who for about 2 weeks was one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball, but he's really hit a rough stretch here in the last
and with Matt Adams back, he's
eight or so days. I would think there was a period of time where
how do you put him on the bench?
You shouldn't have moved Brandon Moss from the three spot forever, but I think he's 0 for his last.
Yeah, he's 0 for about his last 20.
15 or something.
He's still got to play left field every night, though, doesn't he? Who else are you going to put out there?
Tommy Pham?
I don't think so.
Old Randall Grichuk has been pretty good, Doug. You put him on waivers. I don't know why. I scooped him up, And there's a reason I'm in the playoffs and you're not.
Both he and Hunter Pence, I had them all season. Disabled list, hitting 100, sent to the minors, neither one of them playing. As soon as I dropped them both, they both came to life. It was that kind of year for me, Chuck. I blame the computer and its issues.
Yo, brother Tim, the other night at dinner, I got a Grey Goose and tonic so I could be cool like you. That's from the Barnhart Brawler.
Right. Well, it didn't work.
Why do you hate him?
Do people call and ask you what you're going to have to drink, Tim, so they can order the same thing?
I think on my flight out of town on Friday, I did a chat, which I enjoy doing on the fan page, TMA fan page on Facebook, for those of you who would like to join.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was asked that question, what my booze of choice is, and that's my booze of choice.
Oh, so now the other, at least the Brawler's having the same thing.
Doug, what's your booze of choice? I'm going to say a nice Bud Light. A nice frosty one.
If it's a beer, it's a Bud Light.
That's about the only thing that I drink.
Do you ever have like a Manhattan?
Never. Never.
Now, at the Yard Vat on Sunday, it was one of those places where they don't have, you know, a Bud Light type beer, you know, any of the other kind of mainstream beers. And I've been there a few times, so I recognize that going in. So then I have to adjust. But there are some people who prefer the craft beers who frown on those who drink Bud Light.
Oh, yeah, there are beer snobs. And yeah. I know beer. And what you're drinking, you should never drink. You should have what I like. You know, they're out there.
I don't understand that.
I'm an expert, and so you should really look in here and see what I'm drinking. I'll show you the way. You're drinking something that's commercially acceptable. That means it's no good. No, that means it's really good, and that's why it's such a success.
Try this microbrew called Rusty Nail.
I don't think so.
It's 8% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, okay.
It is a little higher in boot because I had a couple and I'm like, oh, I got a little thing going right now. And that doesn't happen after I have a couple Bud Lights. It was Magic City is what it was.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Heard they came through Magic City on a Monday.
Try this beer called...
The crowd was wild, it was star.
That's Miami's nickname, the Magic City.
That's right.
What is it?
The Magic City, it's what they call themselves.
Heard they came through Magic City on a Monday.
I think that's a dumb nickname.
Yeah.
I feel like Magic City should be Las Vegas because there's a lot of magicians there performing.
Doug Henning is
performing. Well, that makes as much sense as anything, I guess.
Doug Henning is there.
There's mimes and so forth.
Hey, that Larry Nickel is with us. Good morning, Larry.
Hello, Nick C.
Larry.
Larry on a speaker?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's better.
It's your first appearance on the all-new 590 The Fan.
Yes, it is.
Pretty exciting.
I didn't know. It's awesome.
And you were at
somewhere.
Fast Eddie's on Sunday.
Yeah, that was there with Brother Abear, who was the marketing director of We All Live.
Yeah, I have him as vice president of marketing.
Because it was his birthday this past Sunday.
Oh, talk about that.
Nice.
Will you wish a happy birthday to Brother Abear?
Happy birthday, Brother Abear.
Now, he was one of the people that was tailgating.
Okay.
The ones you ignored.
Well, yeah.
Passionate fans.
Doug wasn't there.
Where? At Fast Eddie's?
Yes.
Doug probably didn't go, and he didn't RSVP.
I was buying a refrigerator. Are you kidding me?
Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
We're not going to play the WWE recap open because we're short on time. The audio, though, the Sea Monster informs me had to be edited, I guess. Is that what happened? I had to slightly edit it. What was that? Somebody dropping F-bombs last night on WWE Sea Monster? Wouldn't surprise me. There's the Sea Monster Plowhawk. Nurse, Nancy, Chasey, Lane. Nurse, Nancy, Chasey, Lane. Nurse, Nancy, Chasey, Lane. Oil scene.
Can you hear me now?
There he is.
Unfortunately, the open referred to a now defunct 920 AM
station. Ah.
Well, I guess it's not defunct, but in our universe it is. So, yeah, there had to be a slight edit on Larry's open.
All right. Well, Larry, what happened last night?
Well, last night,
no.
The kick off the show, Kevin Owens, who is the new WWE Universal Champion, had a celebration of sorts. Until Seth Rollins came out and interrupted the party. And what seemed to be an indefinite suspension was turned into a match at the first Raw pay-per-view of this new regime called Clash of Champions. and it's going to be Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens for the Universal title. But next Monday, Mick Foley made a match between Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens.
Why can he make a match? Anybody just gets to pick two names and pit them together?
Well, if it's Mick Foley, he can do whatever he wants.
Why?
Because he's the law general manager.
Oh, okay.
Doug, if you would watch the show, you would know what I'm talking about.
No, I haven't seen the show in quite some time.
He was buying a fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, get out of your high horse and start watching once in a while.
Well, I don't know that a lot of people watching wrestling on a regular basis are on a high horse.
Well, you are, but not watching it.
Okay.
Nice, Larry. Do you have the top five countries?
Yes, I do.
Oh, over there. Over there.
Okay. Mm. Number five.
Yeah.
Doug's toilet.
That was four last week, so I know what happened.
Now, Larry, what happened to make Doug's toilet drop from four to five?
Because it dropped a whole bunch of brown baby boys.
Larry, you've been suspended. Larry Nichols has been suspended.
That was a quick.
He's been suspended a period
of 2 days.
I was working
with Artie Lang again. It was so quick.
You got.
2 days, Larry. Llewellyn's
Park. Larry, that was swifty.
Yeah, that was swifty. Now, let's get back to the country.
God, this is a El Capitan here.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Yeah.
Alton Buttman.
Alton what?
Buttman. I had to say butt due to FCC regulations. I can't say a certain word.
Okay.
In place of butt.
I don't get it. Alton. You can say
just
the A word.
Let it go, Chuck. Let it go. Let it go. What's number three, Larry?
Israel.
Okay.
Number two, Jerusalem.
It's a city.
And number one, United States of America.
Yes!
It's a lousy list.
Doug, your toilet with a precipitous drop.
Yeah.
That was noticeable.
Nice list, Larry.
Maybe you should get a new toilet with the new fridge. Get a combo deal.
I'll look into that.
Maybe they have a BOGO deal.
Larry, we got to go. God bless you. God bless you, United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
There it is. It is.
Thank you,
Ryan Kelly, Morning After.